Nice song, isn't it? That fellow's name is Patrick Silvest. The tune is called Freedom Sings. I want to thank all of our guests today. Melina Bowser did a great job. David Schmick as well. Abigail Whippich also. Pittsburgh Festival Opera cast members that were here with us this morning. Thank you for being with us. Katie Brooke and Sim Zayed and Stacy Offit from earlier this morning. Thanks to Chad Green, as always, for an outstanding mix, and Alexis Thompson.
Okay,
for
this is by my other favorite composer, John Philip
Sousa. Her booking of our guests. And here's wishing you a happy Independence Day weekend. I hope it's peaceful and pleasurable for you. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Clap along, okay? Da 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 da. Oh, the monkey wrapped his tail around the flagpole to watch the grass grow. No, never mind. Broadcasting from approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, you're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 12 noon. Getting us started back in the USA on this Independence Day weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt and a Swig, your Cub Loudly Grouch, the Chet Institute of Group Parkology, Jay Thurber at 12:03. Much more music time, here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, right up until the 3 o'clock hour, the full-time request line open at 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Kind of gloomy and warm out there right now, looking for mostly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 85. 77, radio 9 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes.
You're hearing things on Wonderful Radio 9.
Thank you. We are from Stax, out of Memphis, Tennessee. And they call us Sam and Dave. Yeah. My name is Sam, and this is Dave.
Yeah.
So we want everybody to come on.
Sam and Dave on Radio 9.
All of my love.
This is Buddy Holly.
You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling.
General Lucius Clay at the mighty Wurlitzer Organ, later with Jay Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network. Thank you.
Billy Preston and Out of Space here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Spinning a hit to give you fits and a burger pits. This is Chris Montez and The More I See You on Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you?
She's my princess, my sister.
sister, transistor sister, transistor sister, playing a radio, oh yeah. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon with Transistor Sister on Radio 9. We'll have new music coming your way in just a couple of minutes. We're also going to check your full-time Independence Day weekend forecast. Here's Carole King. From 1971, that's Carole King here on Radio 9 with Sweet Seasons. I'm Jay Thurber. 1221, much more music time. New music from Cautious Clay coming up after we take care of a brief announcement. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Don't forget to check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. I was going to take this afternoon off, and I had a rough night, boy. And I just decided, I'm going to come down and share my misery with you, the listening public. Speaking of misery, I want to thank everybody. The nominations are now closed for Pittsburgh City Paper's Best of Pittsburgh list, which I guess the voting will be happening in a few weeks. And one of the categories, of course, is Best Radio Disc Jockey. And I am so touched and humbled and pleased that for the 21st year in a row, you, the listening public, have not nominated me. And it just your continued indifference really makes it all worthwhile. I don't do this, after all, for the accolades. I come down here and I do this show every week. It is my sincere hope that if at the end of this show you are inclined to perhaps kick a small furry animal or say something nasty to a loved one, then my work has not been in vain. So thank you once again for your complete lack of faith and interest in nominating me as the best radio disc jockey in Pittsburgh. I do appreciate it. And we're going to try for 22 years in a row next year of not winning absolutely anything for doing whatever it is that we do here. Every day, speaking of whatever it is that they do there, Pennsylvania's 66 conservation districts work to prevent pollution in Pennsylvania, but they can't do that work alone. Now, by taking a few simple steps, we can all make a difference. One way you can do that is if you're landscaping your home or apartment or whatever, use native plants, meaning plants that are native to Western Pennsylvania. If you plant native plants, guess what? They require less water, which is important. We haven't had a lot of rain over the last couple of weeks. They also attract pollinators, including bees. If you have a stream near your property and you plant native plants along the stream, well, you help prevent water pollution and flooding. And just a reminder, never mow grass near a stream. Here's mow grass now to tell you the rest of it. All right, you mugs, listen. For more information about conservation projects in your communities, visit pacd.org. Thank you very much, mow grass.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Looking for mostly sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon and a high near 85 degrees, cloudy overnight and a low of 62. Sunny and warm tomorrow, high 86, clear Sunday night, 60. Sunny and hot on Independence Day, high near 90. Tuesday, chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy and a high near 86. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 81 in Beaver County, 78 in Butler and in Washington, 77 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. 77 right now at WRCT with new music from Cautious Clay. New music from Cautious Clay here on Radio 9.
When the temperature is hot,
you'll be happy if you've got
Lennox air conditioning. Though the mercury is high,
you'll be cool and you'll be dry.
Lennox air conditioning forms a wall of cool air to block out the heat.
So cool, so refreshing.
You'll be surprised to know that the cost is mighty low.
You'll find it's really a blessing.
Don't suffer with the heat. Keep your home cool and neat with Lennox Air Conditioning.
A Lennox air conditioner becomes part of your present heating system and cools every room of your home. You can easily afford one. What's more, a Lennox air conditioner is whisper quiet.
For the best home cooling, we're not fooling. See your certified Lennox dealer.
Radio! Million Dollar Weekend!
People meet. This is where the grooviest people meet every Saturday afternoon from noon to 3. It's Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. That's me. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Freeform Radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University. And Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. The new sound of the Mon Valley. It's 12:31. Have a safe and happy Independence Day weekend. Here's Steve Miller to sing about living in the USA.
sand, even politicians living in a plastic land. Somebody give me a hand, girl.
RCT.
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This is Billy Stewart. He's a big bad man with a big bad jam. It's summertime on Radio 9.
A summertime, and the living is easy.
are jumping, don't you know, my darling? I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a, your daddy is a rich, got a rich girl. And your mommy's good looking, yeah. I said, well, hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, come on, girl. You're gonna rise up singing. Then you spread your little wings, and take to the sky, la 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 la. There's nothing gonna harm you, girl. With a mommy and a daddy standing by. Tear fall from your eye. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh! Billy Stewart on Radio 9.
Coming or going, you can be radioing. Radio is everywhere.
Cinema joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Every week, they choose a new movie theme, including cult foreign animation and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema, 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call them at 412-904-3225.
Hey, man, look here, man. Let's get together tonight and play some hide and go see. What's that? Let's get together and play some hide and go see. Let's go. What's that? Hold me, hold me, hold me. Who are here? Yeah. If you ain't a hit, you better holler, baby, go. Yeah. Are you ready?
Hill with Hide and Go Seek Parts 1 and 2 on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. More music after these messages.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to pema.pa.gov and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by ReadyPA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.
Nah, I want to hear something a little bit better than that. How about something a little bit more up-tempo than that? Bail us out, why don't you?
Happy birthday, Sweet 16, and happy birthday, Little Denise. Radio 9 at 12:51, much more music time. New music coming your way from, how about the Red Hot Chili Peppers? New music from Red Hot Chili Peppers coming your way right after we take care of sports and weather. And also wanted to tell you this, tune in every Sunday from 6 a.m. until noon for the myth, the man, the legend, that Homewood kid, Kevin Amos. Right here on 88.3 WIRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University. What else to tell you about? If you're listening to us on the internet at Tube City Online Radio, don't forget. Coming up at 5 o'clock today, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show. At 6 o'clock, it's the Tragical History Tour. And Sunday night, so time for old-time radio fun. Classic old-time radio is back on Tube City Online Radio on Sunday night starting at 7 o'clock. All the fun begins when you tell Alexa or Siri or Google, play a Tube City Online Radio, or you go to tubecityonline.com/... Why do they say forward slash? Forward slash http://... radio.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd.
The Pittsburgh Pirates last night took an absolute pounding from the Milwaukee Brewers. Final score, Milwaukee 19, Pittsburgh Pirates 2. It's the Bucks and the Brew Crew again on the north side today at 4:05. I do not have a starting pitcher listed here for the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll try to get that for you in our next update. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball last night, David Peralta, Alec Thomas, and Carson Kelly homered. Merrill Kelly pitched 7 strong innings to lead the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 9-3 victory over the Colorado Rockies. And the starting pitcher for the Rockies, Antonio Senzatala, had to leave the game early with what the coach said was stiffness in his shoulder. That's the second straight game that the Rockies lost their starting pitcher to an injury. Cubs beat the Red Sox 6-5. Toronto over Tampa Bay 9-2. Mets over Texas 4-3. Kansas City beat Detroit 3-1. Olympians Simone Biles and Megan Rapinoe, former Representative Gabrielle Giffords and actor Denzel Washington are among the first slate of recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom to be handed out by President Biden, the White House announced on Friday. Biden will present the medals, the highest civilian honor that the U.S. presents, to the recipients on Thursday at the White House. And the San Jose Sharks have fired head coach Bob Bowner and his staff after they failed to reach the playoffs for a third consecutive season. Sources telling ESPN and Sportsnet that Bowner was relieved of his duties on Thursday. The 51-year-old coach had posted 67 wins, 85 losses, and 23 overtime losses in parts of 3 seasons as coach of the Sharks. The Sharks went 32-37 and 13 last season, finishing in 6th place.
Bucky's Porch Weather.
They fissioned in 6th place. Mostly sunny this afternoon. I hope you don't finish in 6th place this afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high of 85. Cloudy overnight, low of 62. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow, 86. Sunny and hot on Monday. That's Independence Day, high near 90. Tuesday, chance of showers, 86. Wednesday, showers, 86. Thursday, more of the same, partly sunny, and a high near 85 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 81 in Beaver County, 78 in Butler, 77 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland, 77 at WRCT.
Purple Mountain Road that I can't miss. Have we all had enough? Have we all had too much? Lost in a dream. Please step down from your bully machine. Can we all back it up? Can we all give it up?
The sights, the sounds.
New music from Red Hot Chili Peppers on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. Bert Camford going to take us to news time. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. At least 21 people have been killed in a Russian military bombardment on the Ukrainian Black Sea port of Odessa. A holiday resort and a block of flats were targeted. The Ukrainian government called it a terrorist act by the Russians. It came on the 100th day of Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Robert Fox is defense editor of the London Evening Standard.
We're in a very difficult place because the fighting is very intense and very hard. For these last scraps of the Luhansk district oblast of Donbass, for once the Russians feel that they've got a good story to tell about achievements on the battlefield. And I think we'll be assessing where we are in 100 days' time from now.
U.S. President Joe Biden, back at the White House after a week of summitry in Europe, has placed an immediate focus on the battle to protect abortion rights in America after last Friday's Supreme Court ruling that struck down Roe versus Wade. He's been under pressure from Democrats in the intervening days, many of whom faulted the White House response. Addressing a group of governors from Democrat states today, he called for abortion rights supporters to back the party's candidates this November.
We either elect federal senators and representatives who will codify Roe, or Republicans who will elect the House and Senate who will try to ban abortions nationwide. The reasoning of this decision has an impact to the right to privacy more generally. Terrible, extreme decision, in my view, upending lives and impacting on the health and safety of millions of women.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has officially asked to appeal against the UK government's decision to extradite him to the US. He made that move at the High Court in London. From FSN's London Bureau, Giles Gibson reports.
Julian Assange has been fighting against extradition to the US since 2019, and now the High Court has confirmed it's received his request for an appeal. He's facing 18 charges from the US Justice Department, including alleged espionage offences. The charges relate to WikiLeaks releasing a trove of diplomatic cables and classified documents about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan in 2010.
The suspected driver of a truck in which the bodies of 53 undocumented migrants were found in Texas earlier this week was reportedly high on meth at the time of his arrest. From FSN's Bureau in Austin, Tony Waterman reports.
Officials say 45-year-old Homero Zamorano Jr. was found hiding in the brush near the abandoned tractor trailer, trying to pass himself off as one of the migrants as first responders pulled dozens of lifeless bodies from the truck. Zamorano could face the death penalty if convicted. Three other men have also been charged in connection with the tragedy.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.